You know what blows my mind? Dental practices are hemorrhaging nearly 10% of their revenue from uncollected payments. That's like throwing away an entire month's worth of income every single year.
That's a staggering amount of money. How does something like that even happen in today's digital age?
Well, here's the fascinating part. It's often due to outdated collection systems. When practices implement clear payment policies and modern technology, they can recapture most of that lost revenue. We're talking about a potential difference of $90,000 annually for a practice bringing in $1 million.
That makes me wonder about the psychological aspect. I mean, discussing money with patients must be pretty delicate.
That's exactly right. And you know what's interesting? The most successful practices are actually training their staff with specific scripts for these conversations. They're finding that transparency up front actually leads to better patient relationships and higher collection rates.
So, what kind of payment options are these successful practices offering?
Oh man, it's like night and day compared to even 5 years ago. They're accepting everything from Apple Pay to Care Credit, and some are even offering discounts for upfront payments. But here's what's really cool. They're using AI-powered systems to verify insurance coverage before patients even walk in the door.
That's fascinating about the AI integration. What other tech innovations are making a difference?
Well, get this. Practices are implementing these sophisticated patient portals, where everything from appointment scheduling to bill pay is automated. And here's something wild. The dental services market is projected to hit $204.8 billion this year, which is driving this massive wave of technological investment.
You know what surprises me? The staffing costs in all of this. How do practices balance investing in technology while managing their team expenses?
It's actually a really precise science. Successful practices aim to keep staffing costs at exactly 36.48% of revenue for practices making between $800,000 and $1 million annually. They're using data analytics to optimize scheduling and implementing flexible shifts during peak hours.
Sounds like running a dental practice is more like managing a tech company these days.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Practices are finding that investing in technology actually helps build what they call goodwill, you know, those intangible assets like reputation and patient relationships that make a practice more valuable.
Like building a strong community presence and maintaining positive reviews?
Exactly. And practices that focus on these elements are seeing this amazing ripple effect: better patient retention, higher collection rates, and stronger overall financial health. They're even implementing loyalty programs, kind of like what you'd see in retail.
That's such a smart approach to building long-term value. How are they measuring the success of these programs?
So they're tracking multiple metrics: patient retention rates, referral numbers, and collection percentages. But here's the really interesting part. Practices that invest in these areas are seeing their overall value increase by up to 30% when it comes time to sell.
Sounds like there's a real science to balancing all these different elements.
You know what's funny? It really is like conducting an orchestra. You've got to keep all these different sections playing in harmony: the technology, the staff training, the patient experience, and the financial systems. When one element is off, you can hear it in the whole performance.
That's quite a metaphor, and it really captures the complexity of modern practice management.
And looking ahead, practices that master this balance are the ones that will thrive in this increasingly competitive market. It's not just about being a great dentist anymore. It's about being a great business leader, too.
Well, this has certainly changed my perspective on what goes on behind the scenes at my dentist's office.
Like they say, every smile has a business plan behind it. The future of dentistry is as much about megabytes as it is about molars.